And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. Another incredible hour of programming for you. Why? Because we love you. That's why. Yeah, Belmont County, it just never ends when it comes to animal welfare issues. You've got so many different agencies, so many different controversies. We've got a great hero here for animals. Her name is Julie. That's enough. Thank you. Julie Larish, and we got a big deal event coming up Saturday, and it's all part of the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What? Should you want to know?
Julie Larish, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. So you are here today to help introduce this guy, Clay Foley. Give us a little background here on what is going to be happening Saturday evening at Lumberjacks on Route 40.
We are having a stand-up comedian, Clay, and another individual that's going to be coming in and putting on a live performance. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. We're going to have some food. We'll have a food truck there. We're going to have some finger foods. We are going to have some raffles. We're going to really have a lot of life.
Excellent. Come closer to the microphone, if you would, please. Uh-huh. So tell me about Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Give us an overview. What is that?
We are a 501c3 humane agency. We check on abused and neglected animals, and we prosecute through the court system when those things happen.
And how are things these days for all the animals in Belmont County?
Oh, extremely, extremely busy right now.
Why?
Well, we've got a lot of livestock issues with the hay shortage. We have people out walking now noticing dogs and, you know, not so lovely conditions, and it's really opened up this week. We've probably had 30 calls in 2 days.
My God.
Yeah. So
what's been the most outrageous call, the most unusual call?
And most unusual, a dog stuck in a hole.
What?
On the riverbank. Yeah.
Oh,
that's my. That's the most unusual, I guess. We have a lot of abandonment issues.
Don't bury the lead. What happened to the dog?
The fire department had to remove it out. Yeah.
Which fire department?
Martins Ferry. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to hold applause for Martins Ferry. I hear the great firefighters.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yes. So thank you, Martins Ferry, and the dog is okay now.
Yeah, as far as I know, the dog is okay. They handled it, so we didn't have to actually go on that, you know, be there for the hands-on of that. We have a lot of livestock getting out, but that's typical in the springtime. Mm-hmm. You know, grass is always greener on the other side, so that's where that goes. But we have donkeys out in the middle of the road, and State Patrol calls us out.
I've seen some of that, yes. Yeah, what the hell is this with the donkeys in Belmont County?
You know, they're like I said, grass is greener on the other side. They're looking for any kind of grass they can because they like that green stuff.
My goodness gracious. So tell me about this Clay Foley guy. How did you get in touch with this comic? And we got him on the line here. He's going to be joining us in a few seconds.
Yeah, he called us and introduced himself and said that, you know, he would be willing to come to our area. We originally planned it for May, but he happens to be coming through the area now. So,
well, how did he hear about you? How did he hear about you?
You need to ask him that.
Okay, I'm guessing you probably heard the show. So let me ask Clay Foley. Welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing there, Clay Foley?
Hi, Dimitri. I'm doing terrific. Thanks for having me on.
And my guess is that you got in touch with Julie with Belmont County Hoof and Paw when you got wind of her through my show, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Is that right?
No, actually, I'd heard about these three donkeys that were running stray all over Belmont County. It was of course national news, and so that's how I heard about y'all. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about Clay Foley. My sources tell me that you actually had been an investigator regarding cruelty to animals in Illinois for a number of years. Is that right?
That's right. My introduction to animal sheltering and animal welfare was back in 2006. I got hired on here at our local Humane Society near Champaign, Illinois, where I live. And I got hired on as their animal cruelty investigator. And that career lasted 10 years and really opened my eyes to the plight of animals in our communities, the great work that animal shelters do. And I just totally fell in love with the job and learned a lot. And now I travel all around raising money for animal shelters and animal causes.
What was the most memorable case that you had to work on regarding animal cruelty in Illinois?
Oh, gosh. Well, for the most part, you know, people hear the term animal cruelty investigator and they kind of recoil a little bit, thinking of kind of the worst case scenarios. I will say, for the most part, my day-to-day work was a pleasure to do. In many cases, I was a social worker for animals, able to help people with their dogs and cats, trying to prevent neglect from happening. So I get to actually see a lot of good stuff. The most memorable case, sometimes we would help folks with wild animals caught in their homes.
Like what?
One time I had an older woman once with a, she told me there was a wild bird had flown into her home and she had caught it in her spare bedroom. It had been in there for 3 days and she knew it was still in there because it had been chirping incessantly for 3 days. So I thought, well, I'm a dog and cat guy, but surely I can go over there and help her, you know, extricate a little wild bird from her home. So I went over to her home. She let me inside. Very nice older woman, lived alone. She let me inside. I went back to the spare bedroom. I went inside the bedroom with, I had a little, like a fishing net I was prepared to catch this bird with. It was her smoke detector in need of a new battery. I swear, cross my heart, that is a true story. That is one of the, I'll never forget that happening. And so I replaced the battery for her, and that solved the case. That was one of my easier cases.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you call the county saying, hey, you need to move this woman into a home of some sort?
I gently asked, so do you have any children that it might be checking in on you? Yeah.
So I'm sure you get this question a lot. We're talking with Clay Foley. He is going to be at Route 40 Lumberjacks, Stacy Longinette's place. Stacy's, did you ever work with her in real estate?
No, I've never worked with her.
She showed us a house. Leslie and I were shown a house, Cape Cod, 1.5 story, and she was lovely. She was a very nice person.
She's
very,
a wonderful person.
Very, very, very nice person.
It was funny. I walked in with her and I said, look, we're looking for a place to have this.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's do it.
Yeah, you know?
And then she went to Doug and said, hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah, that's Stacy. Yeah. No, she was great. I really like her.
She's a fantastic.
And they're doing very well there. So, Clay, I'm sure you get this question a lot, but I've never heard your answer, so I've got to ask a question, which I'm sure you get a million one times. By the way, talking with Clay Foley, he is going to be there Saturday evening, Route 40 Lumberjacks on National Road, and it's going to be a big fundraiser. What time does it start, by the way?
Doors open at 7. He starts at 8.
At 8. Okay. Oh, by the way, who's your opening act, Clay Foley?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. This is my first time working with her. I've got Lori Graves is a terrific comedian. She's out of Chillicothe, Ohio, and she's coming over to open up the show. She'll do a pretty long set, so it's not just going to be a little 5-minute set. You're going to see her for about 20, 25 minutes or so. She's a really terrific lady, very funny, and I'm looking forward to working with her that night.
Well, this is the first time you're working with her, right?
It is, yeah. I travel all over the country.
How do you know she's funny?
Luckily, she's got some clips up. A couple clips online, and I was able to really scrutinize and analyze those. And I said, okay, she's definitely very, very funny. Oftentimes, some of these openers that open for me, they are funnier than I am. But I don't mind. I think in the industry, we call that burying. You know, she's going to bury me because she's going to get them laughing harder than I'll ever be able to in my set. But I love that. I see these shows as a joint effort between two comedians to just share a night of laughter with fellow dog and cat lovers and raise some money for a fine organization.
I can make you sound a whole lot better and a whole lot funnier. Just tell her, look, you're the opening act. You can do your whole act except the punchlines. And then you come on, and people will love you. I'm telling you, they're going to absolutely love you. Anyway, here's the question, which I'm sure you get a lot. Clay Foley, any relation to Matt Foley, the guy who lives in a van down by the river?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Just wondering, that's all. I saw Foley, and I thought, my God, I wonder if he knows Matt Foley or related to Matt Foley.
I'm 6'4", about 170 pounds my entire life, so I don't hold much resemblance to Matt Foley. I'll tell you, I'm a child of the 80s, and I grew up with references to Axel Foley.
Oh, wow.
Another person I don't have much resemblance to, but that was the reference I got.
I hear you. So do you do jokes about cruelty to animals?
I will tell some stories. I try to keep it rather light on stage, of course. But I will talk plenty about my previous job working for an animal shelter. I also have a lot of pets here at home. I've got six dogs here at home. It's currently 7:15 in Illinois, so they're begging for breakfast. They'll get breakfast here in a few minutes.
But your jokes,
we've got a whole menagerie.
But your jokes aren't about animal cruelty.
No, they're not really about animal cruelty. They're about the. Although some days I feel like I could strangle these dogs in my home. That's probably the extent of it.
Okay, because I'm thinking when I saw that you were a comic dealing with animal cruelty, the first thing I thought of was another Anthony Jeselnik, who could actually get away with this stuff. But I'm not sure you could get away with this. So let me ask you this: I'm here with Julie, raising money for Belmont County Hoof and Pod Saturday evening, starting at 7 o'clock at Route 40 Lumberjacks on National Road, Stacy's place. How can you have a career as a stand-up comic raising money for different organizations that deal with animals? How do you make any money doing this?
How do I make any money? Good. How does any comedian make any money? I married up. That's how.
Ah, okay.
I married up. I married a very, very generous woman who's the breadwinner in our home. And she, you know, my wife, Amy, I'll talk a lot about her that night in Belmont.
Yeah.
She is a wonderful woman. She's far out of my league. And she is as much of an animal fan as I am. And we've agreed that I can travel around and not make any money doing this because it's all for such a good cause. I'm dead serious here. It's a honor to be able to do such a thing. This weekend, actually tomorrow night, I'm doing a fundraiser in Concord, New Hampshire. The next night I'm performing a fundraiser in Niagara Falls, New York. And then I think we're going to cap off the weekend with our finest show yet, which will be in Belmont on Saturday night.
My goodness gracious. So what exactly is this Foley Informed?
Oh, Foley Informed, that's something I started during the pandemic when none of us performers could leave the house, right? Yeah. I was on tour, everything got canceled overnight. So I started writing jokes about the news, not about the pandemic news, but about some of the sillier, wackier stories online. Mm-hmm. And then I started posting them to YouTube and TikTok. And it's something I've recently tried in my live set. So when you come and see us on Saturday night at Route 40 Lumberjacks, I'm going to do traditional stand-up comedy, but then I'm also going to break into some news jokes. Do you want to hear a couple of news jokes? I've got a couple I can go through.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, this is countering the daily deluge of serious news that we all see and that you report on. This is stories of the bizarre and downright silly.
Well, tell you what, let's do this. Organize your thoughts to do this whole little newscast after this short break because I don't want to cut into this thing, of course. So give us a taste, just a little taste. What is this joke going to be about?
We've got a burglary suspect in Minnesota that was nabbed after his getaway vehicle got stuck in a puddle of manure.
Nice. All right. I can't wait. More with Clay Foley, no relation to Matt Foley, who lives in a van down by the river. Here with Julie Larish, Belmont County Hoof and Paw, the big event Saturday evening, Route 40 Lumberjacks, National Road, Stacy Longinette's place, and it's for a worthy cause, so make sure you are there. And I hear the opening act is really the best thing about this whole thing. Stay tuned.